Our Lord says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." My brothers and sisters, we don't often think about it, but we would never have a single thought about our Lord Jesus Christ. We would not even come to Mass on Sunday. We would never draw close to him unless the Father placed that desire on our hearts. So every single Sunday, if you're coming to Mass, and so I'm not sure what to say about the Sundays that you miss Mass, but every Sunday that you come to Mass, it's because the Father has called you to be with his Son. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. A good friend of mine in the seminary, one of my closest friends, a young man from Michigan, now a priest of the state of Michigan, he shared with me one time the story of when he was 18 years old, his freshman year of college, when he received the phone call informing him that his mother had just died. He said it wasn't totally unexpected, but 3 months before, when they heard that she had terminal cancer that they could do nothing about, that was totally unexpected. And so he gets this phone call, and it's shattering. His mom was his closest friend. He just takes off walking down the road aimlessly, not knowing where to go. And all of a sudden, he sees a Catholic church. He'd never been inside a Catholic church before. He'd grown up in a devout Protestant family. His maternal grandfather had been a bishop in a Protestant denomination. His parents were Protestant missionaries who had gone to the Far East to spread the faith before they'd returned to the States to have a family. He sees this Catholic church and he thinks, well, at least it's somewhere silent that I could go into to be alone, to reflect. He says he walks into this Catholic church and there's not a single person in there, but as soon as he comes through the back doors, he has the sense that someone is present. And so he looks around the whole church, no one's there. But he tries to go to the source of this presence. And again, he didn't know what he was doing. He had no terminology to explain what he was doing. But he said he walked into the sanctuary, and there was a chair sitting up there, so he thought he'd grab it, the priest's chair. He walks in, he grabs this chair, and he places it 3 feet from the tabernacle because there was this consoling presence there. And he started to do that every single day because it's the only place where he could find peace. He had never heard the Catholic Church's teaching about our Lord's true presence in the Blessed Sacrament. It was the beginning of his entrance into the Catholic faith. And so when he did read the Church's teaching, he knew it already experientially, that our Lord, the bread and wine, really become his body and blood. That same priest, now, I talked to him a month ago. About 6 months ago, he had the sense that our Lord was asking him to start Eucharistic adoration in his parish, that his parishioners would come to know and love our Lord ever more fully in the Blessed Sacrament. And he wanted to do it perpetually, get it going around the clock. So right now in our parish, we have it Monday morning to Saturday morning, around the clock. He wanted to do it all week long. And so he begins to preach about it. He talks to his parishioners. And he goes for a couple of weeks on Sunday Masses and he puts a sign-up sheet in the back of the church. And he thinks, gosh, people are on fire. They're ready to do this. All of the hours are taken throughout the entire week except every day from 1:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. And he goes, well, gosh, you know, it's going to be impossible. If we can't get some people to take those morning hours, you know, what are we going to do? I guess we're going to have to delay. And so he goes and he spends time in front of our Lord and he asks. He says, Jesus, what do you want me to do? Should I hold off another year, maybe preach a little bit more about it? Our Lord's response, I want you to take those 3 hours every day so that your parishioners can have the honor of adoring me around the rest of the clock. For the last 3 months, every day, he's in the church on his knees from 1:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. I have no doubt that he will become not just a saint, but a great saint. You cannot spend that amount of time with our Lord and not be transformed by Him. 2 days ago, we had our first in-service for the faculty. School begins in a week, so all the teachers, members of the faculty were there. And Sister Maria Rose, our new school principal, she said, "Father, the way I'd like to start off the year, they're going to come to 8 o'clock Mass, we'll have a little breakfast, and then I'd like to have a holy hour in front of our Lord." She said, "Would you share a few words with us at that time?" And I said, "Okay." I went and I found this quote that is remarkable and absolutely true. It's by a Jesuit priest who died about 10 years ago, whose cause is up for canonization. He is considered a saintly man. His name is Father John Hardin. And this is what he said. "It is impossible, in human terms, to exaggerate the importance of being in a church or chapel before the Blessed Sacrament as often and for as long as our duties and state of life allow." He says, let me repeat that. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of being before the Blessed Sacrament as often and for as long as our duties of state in life allow. Because that is the secret to holiness. Several months ago, I had a gentleman come to me. He knew that we had adoration in our chapel. And he said, "Father, can I share something with you very personal?" And I said, "Of course." He said, "There is something that I struggled with in my life, a particular sin, a falling, a shortcoming, for 25 years. And no matter what I did, I could not overcome it. I tried sacrifice. I said certain prayers. I read books about it." He said, "I started going to daily Mass, and it began to help." He said, "But it was when I decided that I would spend a half an hour in addition to daily Mass, that I would come a half an hour early to spend time alone with our Lord, that from the first day I began to do that to the present day, I have never once fallen." 25 years, and I was set free from a half an hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament. My brothers and sisters, what happens when we come before our Lord? He transforms us into Himself. He's the divine artist. And what is the image He wants to reflect in us? It's His own. And the more and more we are with Him, the more and more we become like Him. I remember when I entered the seminary, someone shared with me that Archbishop Fulton Sheen, on the day of his ordination, he decided that on that day he would spend an hour a day, one continuous hour every day of his life alone with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He did that for over 60 years. And I thought, gosh, he became a saint. I should do the same. So I entered the seminary and I start spending an hour a day with our Lord. And what happened? For the first 6 months, the entire hour, I had every song that I learned through my childhood, all through high school, that I listened to play over and over. And I don't think I said a single prayer for 6 months. I couldn't get rid of it. I'd come, I'd be like, "Lord, really? All these distractions?" And if it wasn't music, it was food or relationships. And I thought, what's going on? Maybe I should just give this up. It's not working. And then after about 6 months, I realized what was taking place. Everything that I had given my heart and my mind to throughout my youth was surfacing when I would come before our Lord, because He was giving me the opportunity to now choose Him above all those things of the world. He was saying to me, "You've chosen those things over me your entire life. I want you now to choose me over them." And so they would surface when I was alone before Him, so I could say, "Jesus, I choose you. I give my heart to you." He was purifying me. Like most of you here, I grew up Catholic. Before I entered the seminary at the age of 19 years old, Do you know how much time I had spent with our Lord outside of Sunday Mass? Do you know how many times I had visited him outside of Sunday Mass? Probably about 5 times for a total of about 25 minutes. We grow up Catholic and we just don't even realize the gift that we've been given. All the grace, every strength we need to live our lives and follow our Lord comes from the Holy Eucharist. I want to close with a story. Yesterday, the church celebrated the feast of St. Clare. St. Clare of Assisi, the founders of the Poor Clares who followed St. Francis. There was one time a group of invaders, a group of Saracens who were attacking the city of Assisi, came to pillage and destroy it. Her monastery was located just outside the city walls. If you visit it today, there is a large statue of her at the entrance of the door, and she is holding in her hands the monstrance in which we put the Blessed Sacrament so that we can adore our Lord. As these invading troops were coming to the city, when they were getting close, she was sick and in bed, and she asked her sisters to carry her to the wall of the convent. After they had laid her there on the wall of the convent, she said, "Now, go get me the Blessed Sacrament." They came and they brought the monstrance to her. She stood up with the monstrance as the horde of troops were approaching. And she said these words to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. She says, "Does it please you, O Lord, to deliver into the hands of these beasts, these defenseless children whom I have nourished with your love? I beseech you, good Lord, to protect these whom I am now not able to protect on my own." And suddenly, out of nowhere, a terror descended upon the Saracens. They were thrown into a panic, and they fled out of fear. If you are not currently in your weekly life, coming and spending at least a few minutes with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, I encourage you to do so. He awaits us. And I close with these words of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He said, "To spend time before our Lord in the Eucharist is not a devotion. It is a sharing in the work of redemption." When we come before him in prayer, we help to redeem the world.